If you're out in the city with your better half in Nigeria and you don't want to deal with hoots and shouts and whistles and even insults, then you better make sure that you keep your affection for each other hidden from everybody else. It's time to speak up. I'm Yima.
So all I'm saying is,
everyone wants to be heard.
Speak up.
Speak up.
Speak up.
Speak up.
I love what you've done.
Brace yourself.
In many cities in Africa, if you want to give your partner a smooch on the lips in public, you can be sure to get some looks of disapproval. Things such as kissing and hugging and touching or petting, even between married couples, are not done publicly. Here in Nigeria, in the city of Port Harcourt, it's not much different. So what's the big deal with public display of affection, or simply PDA? Now I've got Barnabas, I've got Manasseh, I've got Chioma, and I'm wondering what your experiences have been with PDA.
Well, concerning that, in my own personal experience, it happened some years ago when I was in school, and there was this girl, we're really close, and usually when we close from school, we walk home together, I would hold her hands, and we'll just go home together. And sometimes we would want to spend some alone time. So there was this day we're walking home together, usually our fingers interlaced and we're just going together. And at some point I decided to put my hand over her shoulder because we were talking about something very intimate then. And all of a sudden, a car pulled up behind us and somebody jumped out of the car. It was a teacher in my school. And he said that the principal wanted to see us. That means we'll have to come back to school. So I was surprised, we were shocked, and the both of us went back to school, of course. When we got there, the principal asked us to kneel down. Both of us knelt down in his office. And then he said he needed to see my parents and her parents too. And we were surprised, we were wondering what was it. And then he said, why would you walk and put your hands over her shoulder? Is she your wife? Are you married to her? I said, no. Then why would you want to do that? I was short of words. I couldn't see anything actually. In fact, at the end of the day, It was a serious issue.
Manasseh, you are a leader of a religious gathering in school.
Yeah.
I'm wondering how you deal with the issue, trying to communicate with people in your crowd.
I have a lot of friends, especially females around me. So someday in class, someone walked up to me and hugged me in public. And my friends shouted and screamed. At that point, I got guilty.
No, it wasn't a kiss. It was just a hug.
It was just a hug. At that point, they shouted and I couldn't defend myself. I couldn't say I was not into it. So a lot of people expect much from me. Some persons were not expecting me to go to that extent. That was my experience.
No, but that, you know, it's surprising that they reacted that way. Just hugging. It wasn't kissing. It wasn't smooching. It wasn't anything extreme. Or do you have a different experience?
I think for him, it's because he's in the fellowship thing. I don't know.
That's a fellowship in school.
Yes.
Like,
yeah,
a gathering of young people who worship together.
Yes, yes.
So
yes,
because he is a fellowship,
yeah,
leader.
They think he isn't supposed to be doing that kind of thing, even though it's a hug. And I don't see it as bad, because you could hug anybody. That person could be his sister. You understand? But because they think he should be holy or something like that.
So maybe I should ask you, Chioma, are you holy? Given public, you know, perception and interpretation of PDA now, you've said they expect you to be a lot reserved.
Yeah.
So are you that way?
I see public show of affection as a normal thing. You love somebody.
Why don't you prove it to me, maybe with an experience you've had?
I went to see my friend at Garrison. Yeah, there's this people, these guys that sell stuffs just close to a filling station around there. So what, we are just coming out, and when we got to the junction, he wanted to like give me a goodbye kiss, and he did. And while we were, everybody was like, whoa, what are these people doing? And it was like, What the hell? It's just a kiss and we're in a relationship. What did you expect?
You know, is that what you told them? Is that what you told them?
I didn't say it to them in person, but it was an exclamation sort of.
But that's someone you were in a relationship with.
Yeah.
So have you ever had an instance where after public display of affection, it carried on further than just a kiss because it was someone you are or were in a relationship with?
I won't say it carried on further because I was...
But you know what I mean by it carried on further, like maybe it led to sex.
Yes.
Or something intimate like that.
Yes.
Because it was someone or is someone you're in a relationship with. Has it ever translated?
Not at that moment. Not at that exact moment we were together because I was actually going somewhere. And then he gave me a kiss, like a goodbye kiss. So it didn't really transcend to sex.
Manasseh, you have something to say?
Well, we know that Africa is known for good moral standards. And
that was a long time ago.
Africa is known for good moral standards. Even up till now, we still have a level of morality to say. So this issue of PDA in Africa is still seen as immorality. That's why the society frowns at it greatly.
But do you frown at it greatly?
I do.
You do?
I do, yeah.
As a young person?
Yes, I do.
So, sorry, what about the person who you said, okay, she's your vice president and you always hold hands with her? You understand? Isn't that PDA?
you know, it's PDA, but it's not to the extreme to which we're discussing.
That was Chioma Barnabas Manasseh telling us what they think about PDA in Nigeria. Next up is Burly with Kiss Your Bride.
Check it out. Now you may kiss your bride. Mm-hmm. Oh, kiss your bride. Mm-hmm. You may kiss your bride. Mm-hmm. Oh, kiss your bride. Mm-hmm. Now you may kiss your bride. Mm-hmm. Oh, kiss your bride. Mm-hmm. You may kiss your bride. Mm-hmm. Oh, kiss your bride.
Mm-hmm.
Now you may kiss your bride. Mm-hmm. Oh, kiss your bride. Mm-hmm. You may kiss your bride. Mm-hmm. Oh, kiss your bride. Me kwame da kwasha son John. Wa we ching gong. And I na ju wa kobo ting tong. Oh, na ne tu na se ting kong. Oh, ye China ni bang kame frena we chong. Oh, kiss your bride. Ni huma fe su ni su bain. Shia. Me wano no wa ho bra she yen ka. Yen ka. Wata uni pe diya mani papi pimu du. Me kwa 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 su uni de da budu. Seke jiji seke jijo re. Oh, you may kiss your bride. Oba anoko nu meniji ni hunu hunya me fesu mati.
You're listening to Speak Up, and today we're talking about public display of affection, or PDA, in Nigeria. We've heard from three young people saying what they think about it. Now we're going to hear from Peace, who says PDA affected her reputation and has made her romantic life more complicated than before. Peace.
Yes.
You said you had a certain experience with public display of affection. Could you share your story with us?
Yes. To cut the long story short, I had a boyfriend since I left secondary school, and the relationship was really bad. He didn't show me any kind of love and anything. So when I moved on to another relationship, I made sure I did public display of affection with the guy, and I made sure he reciprocated. You get so. Everywhere we went to, we kissed, we hugged. I made sure I made this statement because I was insecure. I was trying to secure what I had. I wanted it to work. I thought it was a way to keep my relationship, to make it last. That was what I thought. So I made sure we put pictures on Facebook, kissing, doing a lot of things. We smooshed. He would hold me anyhow he wants to hold me, to the extent of people screaming. Sometimes they'll tell us, get a room, go somewhere, respect yourself. It was nice, and it lasted, and I was like, this is it too. Let me just stay maybe till I graduate and I'll get married or something. I was thinking it was lasting, but at the end of the day, he broke up with me like every other guy would break up with anybody. Not minding that everybody already knew us. In school, outside school, family, everybody knew us together. And when that happened, it was really bad because you're trying to get over someone, but everywhere you go to, his name pops up because they've seen you together. They know once you're there, he's supposed to be around. But it didn't work for me. And to tell you the truth, since then, I've been scared. I've been on my own. But at the point, I met someone again that he showed me love. We kissed in public too. And out of the blue, I was like, what? There's nothing. This person loves me, obviously. And we ended up sneaking out and we had sex. But after then, again, it was meaningless sex all over again. And he didn't call. I just had to pick myself up because it wasn't that terrible. At least he did not pretend for a year or two to stay with me after the all in all that happened. He just went his way. So that's just it. And since then, for like 2 years or so, guys have been coming for, I can't date. I haven't been able to date. And I feel it's really bad because I'm young and I know I'm beautiful. So I'm supposed to be able to be open, but I can't be open because I feel anyone that is coming is fraud. The person is just trying to sleep with me and get away with it, even after showing everybody that she might be the one or something. So
after publicly displaying affection.
Yes. I'm not saying it's not good. I'm just saying my own experiences and what it has led to. I don't think I feel for guys anymore. I might like a guy and once you just come to be sexually intimate or you want something more.
In public?
Yes, in public, in private, but especially in public. If you want to start showing yourself, I'll be like, calm down. I do not want this kind of... I feel I've tainted my name or my image enough by showing fondness and love towards somebody in public. You know, once everybody has seen you and they've gotten this picture that you're with this person, it's really hard to erase. Even if the people around has forgotten about it, all the people that traveled and they are back and they're like, ah, why are you with this guy? What of this other person? And it's like you're dating the whole world when maybe really you're not even worse than people that are not publicly displaying their affections and they've dated a lot of persons. But because you've dated just one or two and you've made it known publicly, it's as if you've dated almost everybody. Because even people that don't know the guy and people that don't know you, they will just assume that, so you've dated this person. If you want to date someone else, they'll tell the person, oh no, this girl was dating this guy. They don't even know the person. The person is not their friend, but they will say it as if the person was their friend. And the other person will start thinking twice, like, this girl is going around sleeping with everybody. When truthfully, maybe that's not you. You just had one or two relationships, and that's all.
I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. Girl, I cannot do without you. Let me be the one beside you. I say I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. You are the woman of my dreams, the person I present for me.
You just heard P Square with I Love You. And much earlier, you heard Peace and her personal story. The individual accounts we've heard so far prove that when it comes to young people and public display of affection, it's different strokes for different folks. That's all for now from Speak Up. Today, we've been speaking about public display of affection, or PDA. Many thanks to our guests on the show, Manasseh, Barnabas, Choma, and Peace. My name is Yima. Speak Up is produced by Radio Netherlands Worldwide in partnership with your local radio station. Check out our website on www.rnw.nl/Africa. We would like to hear from you about anything you like us to speak up about on our Facebook page, www.facebook.com/rnwafrica.